Devotionals Just in Time. Luke chapter 10 verses 38-42. Do not lose sight of the most important. During the trip to Jerusalem, Jesus and his disciples arrived to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet to listen to his teachings. But Martha was busy with the preparations for the great supper. Then she approached Jesus and said, "Master, does it seem unfair to you that my sister is sitting here while I do all the work? Tell her to come, help me." The Lord said, "My dear Martha, you are worried and so restless with all the details. There is only one thing worth worrying about. Mary has discovered, and nobody will take it away from her. I know you have heard this story many times, and in fact, we can always use it when telling someone, stop being like Martha, that you are worried, burdened with chores, and in fact it is, but I want to go a little deeper, because every time we read the Word of God, there is something new to learn, and what happened there is in the Bible did not happen just because. It must have taught us something important. Each advice in the Bible is simple and is applicable to daily life. So let's learn from this example, from everything that happens in Luke chapter 10, from verses 38 onwards. Jesus goes on a trip. He goes to Jerusalem, but first he remembers his friends, Martha and Mary and Lazarus, and come to visit them. Jesus came to visit them with an intention, and the intention was to give them what he brought. Now, Martha had a good intention as well, and it was to make Jesus feel good at home. And well, when you have guests at home, I think we like for them to feel good. We treat them as good as we can, but sometimes we fail in the details, even when we worry about everything being done the right way. But being worried does not mean that we are doing things the right way. Now, when you invite someone to your house and you invite them to eat, you invite them to have lunch, what is the first thing you should ask them? What would you like to eat? What would you like, right? Because you could spend all the money, spend all your time to have a tremendous party and cooking the best food. And when the guests arrive, you find out that food is the one they like the least. So the best we can do is to realize what is important, what is necessary to hit the mark. Martha got busy doing what she thought was best, what she thought was the right thing to do. And she thought that doing it, she was making Jesus feel good without asking him. The reason for Jesus to arrive to Mary and Martha's house was not simply to get lunch or for them to give him food. Jesus came to them to give them a word. The Bible does not mention what was the conversation that Jesus had with Mary. Jesus arrived, entered the room, sat there. Mary did nothing but attend to Jesus. She sat there with him, and Jesus began to speak to her, and Mary to listen. I think one of the things I would like to ask God someday is, what was the conversation that Jesus had with Mary? Because for him it was important. If that conversation had not been important for him, then he would have told Mary, "Mary, why aren't you busy helping your sister so that we can have lunch and then we can all share?" I think the conversation was very important. Every word that comes from God is very important. Maybe at the time we receive it, we think that word is good for Charlie. It may be useful for Mary. I'm going to send it to them. And many times we reject it because at the moment we consider it is not for us. But each word that God gives is eternal. It means that it never expires, and that each word we receive from the Lord must be like a treasure in our heart for us, because at one point they will strengthen us. We will not be able to excuse ourselves later saying, "God never told me. His word was always there, but we did not consider it was for us, and we trusted." So there are moments, my beloved friends, and sometimes it happens to us like Martha, that we consider that there are other things more important than sitting down to listen. We think that taking a break from our daily course to sit down and listen is a waste of time. But it is not like that. We are so wrong. We consider that being productive is doing, doing, and doing. The more they see us doing, the more productive we will be. But it isn't like that. You can move so much, and that doesn't imply that you are moving forward. Being productive means being effective in what we do, and for what we were commanded to do. When we do not know what we have been commanded to do, it is better not to do anything, because what we consider to be good before God, it is not going to be like that. It was simply time misused, and sometimes the time that passes cannot be redeemed. My dear friends, that is why the Bible teaches that God loves obedience more than sacrifices. I believe that He has a reason of being. The sacrifices have to do with everything that we consider to be good, that keep us active, doing, doing, and doing, or not doing it at all. Whatever puts pressure on us and we consider that has to give us pain to get us good results even more, when our interest is in honoring God and pleasing Him, for God, that is not effectiveness. Being effective is being obedient, and that only obedience gives you the ability to do what you have been commanded to do. Obedience means knowing how to listen and then doing what we have to do in the correct way. We can do two things in the moon, and none produce fruit because we were not assertive. We were not productive. Another can take a moment to do a single thing and be effective. What makes a difference between the one that worked for an hour and was effective and the one who worked for 10 hours and was not even when he worked longer? We probably saw the one with 10 hours moving more, but the one who did it in 1 hour knew what he was doing and how to do it. The one that only moved for 10 hours ended up tired and did nothing. And although he did many things, in the end, he did not do what was really required of him. It's like when you are cleaning. I'm going to give you this simple example that comes to my head. When you are cleaning, I don't know if you have cleaned. There may be people who have never touched a broom, a rag in their life. But try it. Then you start sweeping the living room and you start mopping it, right? Then you go to the next room. You go with the broom to the next room, but you forget the mop in the other room. So you go back there and get the mop, but then you forget the bucket with the water. So you go back again to the living room. You take the broom, you take the bucket, you mop, but you realize that you need to go to the next room to do the same cleaning. And you keep forgetting to take the right tools to every room. So you end up wasting so much time just running around picking up what you keep forgetting in every other room. Anyone who saw me doing the cleaning this way would think, wow, this guy really knows how to clean, right? He looked like a little ant. He's moving all the time from one place to another. He never rests. He's always doing something. Now, that is so, but I think the real question is not if he's really doing something always, but how effective he is doing it. This changes the perspective and changes everything, right? Sometimes we put our attention on the wrong details, to the ones that we should. And that is where I go with this story. Martha was not only worried, she was thinking she had a good intention. She was thinking that what she was doing was fine, but it was not what Jesus wanted. Do you know what God wants with your life? If you have a ministry, are you really doing what God wants you to do? Or you have your own agenda and you consider that because it is good, God should be pleased with it? Or you think that doing 1,000 things in a day makes you productive and you end up lying in bed, tired, saying, I feel good because I did something. No, you were not productive. You just worried. And you took care of the things that were not important. They were not necessary. And the really important things you did not do. There is a difference. That's why I like it when Jesus tells Martha, Martha, you are concerned with the details. On the other hand, Mary has realized what is the most important thing. So Jesus keeps talking to Martha and says to her, only one thing is necessary. I believe that those words of Jesus, what he was speaking at that time, would have a lot to do with getting them ready for what was going to happen later in their lives. Something that was going to change their life, and it was the experience of seeing their brother die. Do you remember Lazarus' death? When Jesus arrived, Lazarus has already died 4 days ago. And when Jesus appears, the first thing Martha says to him is, "If you had been here, my brother would be alive." But you realize that Mary is silent. Mary is at home. She receives Jesus. Martha is the first to come out to question and complain. I think that at some point when Mary sees Jesus, she remembers that day when Jesus came and spoke to them, when Martha couldn't listen because she was so busy, and when the moment came for those words to come to life and strengthen them. The only thing Martha was thinking about was to blame it on somebody. On the other hand, I think Mary was reflecting on those words. Do you realize that, right? How necessary it is to take a moment to pause in life and discover what really matters, what is necessary, even if it is only one thing. Only one thing is necessary. The details, there will be time to solve them. But when we do a lot, we end up pruning the tree and never cutting it down by the roots. But when we take the moment to listen to God, He can tell us what is really important and what is necessary. The time that is gone does not come back ever, my beloved friends. Today, as a stop, you are so loaded, so worried with details, doing so many things that you have not even asked God what is really important and what is necessary. Today, I only come to tell you from the Lord, only one thing, my beloved friend. It is important in your marriage, in your relationship with your children, in the company you work for, in the ministry, in your personal life. Just one thing. Sit down and listen to Jesus. Do not make excuses that this devotional is too long and you don't have time. There is always time, even to spare, but we need to learn how to manage it well. Because we consider what we do to be the right thing to do, keeping us busy, thinking that there is a way to make us productive, but that is not right. I want to close with this. God loves more to develop a very close relationship with you than to see you doing too much. God will not be surprised by you doing way too much. You will touch His heart whenever you dedicate yourself to Him with quality time. You made the decision. How about you start today? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you. It is simple, but applicable to daily life. You speak to us so beautiful, Lord, and you teach us what is really important, necessary, and we must learn. Today, I ask you, in the name of Jesus, may this word be engraved in our hearts, and we put it into action. Teach us what is important and what is necessary, in the name of Jesus, so that tomorrow we don't cry and worry because we did not want to hear that word He gave us that will keep us going on today. To consider what it was for us, what is important, what is necessary. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, your pastor and friend Elias Hoyos spoke to you. If you have Instagram, I want to invite you to follow me on my Instagram. There you find me as Pastor Elias HC. Follow me there. And if you like to enter YouTube, we have our devotional channel. I invite you to subscribe to it. There you find it on YouTube as Just In Time Devotionals. A big hug. Blessings.